Hello, my imaginary friends. S7 to N here. It's day 14 of Audio Mo. So it's the 14th of June 2015. This is my audio blog. And I have with me the lovely Jane to N.
Oh, hello.
Hello. She's joined me here in the car, which is, as you know, has been furnished with John Lewis furniture. So it matches our bedroom and has the same acoustic properties. Calories, etc. First thing I want to report is following on from yesterday's boo when I was talking about not having sugar in my tea. I had a headache today, didn't I, darling?
You did, yes.
And I requested a sugar in my tea.
You did, yeah.
And I don't have a headache anymore.
Oh dear.
So, yeah, on days when I'm not going to get lots of exercise, then it seems the sugar is still required to make sure that the endorphins are produced. So, yeah, that's a bit,
Okay, so next time I should send you on the cross trainer rather than give you a cup of tea with sugar in. Yes, is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm going to try running up the stairs at work and doing that.
You probably don't get enough exercise at the weekend.
No.
That's probably what it is. I always have this problem. Weekends always have, it's always different from, you know, I mean, just looking at my app and it always tells me off at the weekend, you didn't do enough steps. No, because I didn't really have, you know, I didn't have anywhere to go, basically. It's just going around the house or standing around doing things. I'm still exhausted, but it doesn't realise that I've done something. Yesterday, when I was pretty much stationary the whole time, I guess I was moving my wrist as I was pulling that ivy out, and then it thought I'd done 9,000 steps by the end of the day. So you can fool the thing.
Yeah, probably put it on the washing machine or something. That would probably fool it.
Oh, there you go. It's not the fat. People who eat fat-free often end up consuming more starch and sugar and ultimately gaining weight. Stick with good fats like olive oil and avocado and kick sugar to the curb. There you go.
Right, I want to talk about celery.
Ew.
Roger Overall did a boo, and he talked about one of the things he mentioned on there was negative calorie foods, whereby you get receive fewer calories.
Yes, that's celery. You can tell because it tastes horrible.
You receive fewer calories in consuming it than it takes to burn it and digest it, apparently. Apparently, celery, watermelon and grapefruit.
Watermelon?
Yeah, now watermelon's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, but watermelon is basically just water and sugar. I've not heard that about watermelon.
Well, I was intrigued by what Roger said. And and yes, weight is measured in newtons.
In what?
Roger, yeah. Weight is measured in newtons. You're quite right. It's the mass that weighs pounds or kilograms. It's mass, not weight. Weight is a force, and therefore it's measured in newtons. I was intrigued by what you said about celery. So I thought, exactly how many calories does celery take to burn and consume? Because I thought, I know, I'll look up and see how many kilograms of, or how many tons of celery that Roger would have to consume to lose his 10 kilos in weight. So I went googling away, looking for sources to tell me how many calories would burn by eating a stick of celery, and I thought I'd, you know, try and stick to the reputable news sources and websites. So of course I went straight over to Kay Burley's page on Sky News, and she didn't say anything about it, so I went elsewhere on the BBC, etc. And apparently it's a myth. A stick of celery contains 6 calories or 10 calories, depending on who you ask, and it only takes half a calorie or 1 calorie to actually consume, apparently. So
really?
It is,
that's a persistent myth, then.
Yes, so it is...
However, the good thing is watermelon is not as bad as I've been told.
Oh, Jana's looking it up now.
Yeah, so it's not that bad. Okay, yes, it does have quite a bit of sugar, but it's also got calcium, potassium, and it's got... what's the other one? So vitamin C, apparently.
Now, watermelon's lovely, and I...
Isn't nice, isn't it?
I like to eat it, but I find that you can only eat so much, and then you start feeling really bizarre. We call it water belly, don't
yeah.
we?
Mm.
And you get a very funny feeling in your stomachs. yes. So you can't just survive on that, unfortunately.
No, I did it once in the summer, though.
Did you lose lots of weight?
No, on the contrary. I thought it was really weird, because I thought, well, I've had this watermelon. And pretty much, it was so hot, I couldn't really eat anything else. I just had watermelon the whole time. Didn't lose any weight at all. So, no, that's why I thought, must be true. There's something about watermelon. But then I think a lot of the weight we have in us is water. Well, I mean, we do consist of water.
Yes.
And I think this is the problem with a lot of diets, certainly some that I tried when I was young. You lose a lot of water. So you lose weight and you think, yeah, great, this diet is really working. But actually, you're just losing a lot of water. And I really noticed this one, it was a grain diet. So you're just eating a lot of grain, you know, grain with everything, grain with the yogurts, grain, you know, sort of seeds and grains. So I did that. And I think I was still a teenager and I ended up having to go up to go to the loo in the middle of the night. I thought, well, this is not normal. I am obviously losing a lot of water here because, you know, that's not happened to me before or since. And yes, I did lose weight. And then lo and behold, as soon as I started eating, you know, normally again, I put it back on. So that's just one of those fad diet things.
Interesting. So I think the benefit of having a stick of celery to eat, so if you do only gain 5 calories in net on balance, you know, having eaten a stick of celery, then I suppose the reason it would be a benefit to you would be if you ate that instead of something else that had more calories in it. So you're still benefiting by having something that's low in calories.
You know, the other thing that's really dangerous about celery is it's so horrible. You have to have a lovely dip with it, and that's full of calories. So celery is not actually that beneficial.
You heard it here first, folks.
That's what I reckon anyway. I've been told some people like it. Nope. I don't like celery, but then I like sweet things. But then I'm, you know, I've had so many sweet things, I just like sweeter things now. Even though I'm past the age where I like completely sweet things, so some stuff that the kids will eat, that's basically just sugar. Oh, I can't touch it.
Well, you have to touch it, don't you? Cause
well, touch it as in, here it is, you can unwrap it, I'm not going to eat it. That kind of touching it, yeah.
Yeah.
Take it also literally.
In other news, I literally burned 200 calories on the cross trainer this evening.
Very good.
And then sat down and had 2 Bakewell slices.
So you've put them back on anymore.
A total of 288 calories.
Anyway, you're supposed to eat protein after exercising to help your muscles, not sugar. Are you that hungry?
Yeah. I was hungrier before I had the exercise, though. So I would have eaten more. Right. If I had not had the exercise, I would have eaten more, I think.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
What else? I've also enjoyed posting some images, some slow motion videos of Henry blowing bubbles in the bath.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
They're quite nice slow-mo videos. It's quite interesting to see how bubbles... how they react to being blown off in a small child's fingers.
Did you put music on there?
I didn't put any music underneath. No, they've got some. Oh, that's funny because Henry sounds like a dinosaur, and you know when he's slowed down 4 times.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I do that in downcast. That's funny. Yeah, do you know what it reminded me of? That the Boddington's advert from the '90s. Do you remember the one where they had this this bubble going up, traveling to the James Bond theme? And basically all that was happening was this bubble travelling up from the bottom of the glass to the top. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you didn't think that was that funny. I thought it was funny. And the one with the two little the other one that had a little two little ladybirds to the Je T'aime song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good too. Ah, I found that one funny. Okay. Yeah, but that was what the Otto Henry's bubble blowing reminded me of.
Hmm.
That bubble was going up in slow motion. I thought we should put some dramatic music.
I'm not
going
to put Je T'aime underneath Henry. That would be be perverted.
You know, some dramatic music. You know, some with the sort of the bubble going up.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be good. You can play with that a bit more.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking I could put make a music video for one of my techno music tunes and use slow motion videos of Henry playing bubbles.
Oh, here we go. Watermelon is healthier than raw tomatoes. Yay! I don't like tomatoes. Or rather, they don't like me.
Thank you for being on my boo. Toodle-boo. And thanks anyone for listening. Bye.